Is That What You Really Want is from your recording, Thinking Like a Mountain. Where did you get Thinking Like a Mountain from?
That title is actually the title of a book. I did not read the book, as it happens. I just saw the title in a Seattle bookstore when I was touring at one point, and it sparked in my mind a song. And it actually derives from the work that was done by Joanna Macy and several other people on a council of all beings, in which they attempted to counter for the fact that trees and owls and fox and moose and fish and birds don't have a voice in our political system. They don't actually have anyone speaking for them. And so they had developed a form in which they were trying to encourage people to hold councils in which people would attempt to speak for the well-being of various other species to help raise our consciousness about the impact of our actions on our broader network of beings. It also happened to come from when I was a teenager, my first job was working as a camp counselor for young Alaska Native children who were struggling in the school system. It was a summer program helping them with some of those challenges. And one evening, we had a culture night. And this lovely young Inupiaq couple from northwestern Alaska brought their tiny child in. She was 2 years old. And we're teaching a lot of our young people some of the Alaska Native games and beading and dancing and storytelling and so on. And this little one did a dance. It was the Dance of the Raven. I was just stunned. I had sort of a spiritual experience watching this child because it was the first time I'd seen somebody. She wasn't dancing like Raven. She was Raven. And that stuck with me all those years. And then when I saw that book title in the Seattle bookstore, it all came together in realizing that if we hope to turn the tide on what's happening to our beloved Earth, which I do on my soul level, we really did need to be able to see through the eyes of a mountain, think like a mountain, right? Or see through the eyes of Raven, or be able to imagine what it would be like to be fish with an oil spill coming your way. And that's where it came from, was just that awareness that we really are part of, connected to, embedded relations with all forms of life, but we have lost the capacity to be them, see through their eyes, and we need to get it back.
Yeah, we need to get it back. It's a vision that we've lost.